we came out and we played well as a team. Defensively, we played great. Offensively, we moved the ball and put points on the board. And at the end of the day, you got to have more points than the opponent, and that's what we did today. So it was a great win for us.
Extra satisfying at all for a lot of doubters?
It's always satisfying to get a win. And it's not ever about the doubters. It's always about the belief in yourself. And I've always had belief in myself that I could go out there and do it. So, but it was definitely a fulfilling day.
Did you notice any difference in the play calling with you in the huddle as opposed to when Tom's in there?
No, I think our approach each and every week is to make the calls based on what the defense does. And the coaches are going to put us in the best position on the field in terms of play calling and what they think is going to win the game. I talked to Tom a lot, and we had many different conversations about many different aspects of the game. And his big advice was just to go out there and manage the game and be smart with the football. And we've got enough good players on this team that we should win if we do that.
Matt, kind of just going to hear, like, you talk about that first start since 1999, and how did it go for you?
Yeah, it was my first start since what, like seventh grade or something like that. So. It was exciting. You know, I went out there and I felt good. I really didn't have too many butterflies, but when you get out there and you start playing, it all comes down to playing football. And so you just got to go out there and have fun and execute the offense. And that's what we did.
Just play to
fuck. Your teammates said that they rub your head for good luck or something after the game.
Oh, I don't know if it was for good luck. I mean, I'm sweating like crazy right now. I'm sorry, everybody.
But, what does it tell you that Brett Favre made one more big mistake than you did?
Well, let's hope that a lot of quarterbacks do that throughout the rest of the year. So, you know, he's a great quarterback, and it was fun to compete against him today. And I remember watching him growing up, and it'll be a memorable first start for me. There's no doubt about that.
Matt, could you talk a little bit about how the running backs helped close this game out for you today, Tim?
We did a great job closing the game out. The running backs ran hard all day, and the offensive line was great up front. And we've got a great tandem of backs here with the four or five of them that we have, so we're definitely going to lean on those guys.
Yeah, but a lot of things to have it over, kind of your first start, have it behind you.
It's nice, and you know, I would say it's a relief to have it over with a win. If it wasn't a win, then I definitely would be saying something different right now.
Matt, after 3 years, do you feel very comfortable with this offense?
I do. I feel comfortable. I work hard each and every day, and I'm diligent about the game plan and how I prepare. And I've had a guy like Tom Brady to watch and be able to learn from. And so I take a lot of advice and a lot of what he does, and I try to emulate that.
It seemed like you were very composed. You were able to control this offense. Did you feel that way when you were out there?
I did. A lot of it's the comfort level. I mean, it's my fourth year. And so it just comes down to going out there, and when you hear the play called, make sure to execute it and do the right thing with the ball.
Matt, what was going on with the
I knew we just got a win, which is a big win on the road in a division game, and it's exciting. So it was a special moment. There's no doubt about that. No, not really. I mean, I just go out there, and you know, you always get a little certain pump before the game, but as it starts to go, like I said, it just comes back down to playing football and going out there and seeing and doing.
Matt, it seems like your game plan hasn't changed.
Right.
How does that make you feel that the coaches have confidence in you not to really dumb it down and just let you guys continue to do what you've been doing all your life?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing for us is we're going to do what we need to do to win each and every week, and that's what the coaches are going to do. And just because I step in at the quarterback position and don't have as much experience as Tom, we're still going to have to do the things each and every week to win games. And so I felt good out there, and I felt good about the game plan.
What happened on the long pass to Tom?
I didn't really see it. I was on the ground at the time, so I just threw it up there, and I was hoping to hear the crowd go, because we're in a away game. So, but I didn't really see the end result of it.
Yeah, do you look at this just as like a first step? First start, you have 14 more games.
Right.
Looking at it like that.
I definitely look at it like that. I'm still maturing as a quarterback, and as I continue to go and continue to get more starts, and hopefully I'll make a few less mistakes here, see a few more defenses, recognize this and that, and so it's definitely a stepping stone for me. There's no doubt about that.
How did you feel that drive that? That right after the Jets with a touchdown, you guys
broke
the crowd's going crazy.
They're right.
Within six.
Just the fact that we had to go down and get either points on the board or try to run out the clock and start getting some first downs, and we were able to achieve that with a few clutch first downs, and it was a big drive for us.
What do you feel like you need to work on most for next week?
I'll have to watch the film and tell you next week. I don't really know just now.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.